Hi, my name is Jordan Copeland. I'm the worship director at the Cape Campus of LaCroix Church. I just wanted to take a little bit of time and explore some things we're excited about coming up June 8th and 9th. Chris Hadfield, famous NASA astronaut who spent 166 consecutive days in space and worked on the International Space Station, tells a story. My first spacewalk, holding onto the outside of the spaceship with nothing except the sound of my own breathing. In my one hand is my entire link with my own history. Everything that's human, every story that's going on down on the surface of the world, everybody I've ever met, with the whole universe in the other direction. And then I let go. That thin blue line of atmosphere contains everything that's important to us. It contains life. And then Houston called to get back to work, and I grabbed onto the handrail. But while I was working, suddenly I had a searing pain in my left eye, like somebody had just stabbed me. My eye snapped shut, and it started tearing up. But the problem is, without gravity, tears don't fall. The tear just gets bigger and bigger. It got big enough that it became a little lake of water that went across the bridge of my nose into my other eye. So I called to Houston, "Houston, I'm having a problem here. I can't see. I'm blinded in both my eyes." So Houston looked at all of what the symptoms were and said, "Maybe it's a worst case problem. You may have contamination in your suit and you're gonna have to flush it out." So I reached up, popped this little valve, popped it open. Suddenly I could hear sss as my precious oxygen supply hissed out into the empty vacuum of space. There's nothing more natural than breathing, yet as far as we know, we're the only planet where that happens. The only planet with an oxygen-rich environment. Without that, life would be something very different indeed. LaCroix's Worship Weekend is prepared for you to have time to worship through singing. Now normally, there's a message inside of the weekend, but this specific weekend, the message is inside of the songs. And this video is to give you more to think about and to help you see that message in the songs. Now look at the creation account in Genesis. In chapter 1, we read about God creating all things. Day 1, He created light. Day 2, the atmosphere. Day 3, the ground and plants. Then sun, moon, and stars. Birds, sea, and land animals. And then He steps back. He looked at all He had created and saw that it was good. And then He created man. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now the average human takes 23,040 breaths a day. How many of those breaths do you actually think about? Imagine yourself floating in space, completely helpless, blind, and hearing your oxygen supply drain. I can imagine you would start to see how important breathing is. Now every one of those breaths sustained life, but in this particular breath that Genesis speaks of was everything. In that breath was meaning, life, and purpose. But what was the purpose? What does Scripture, God's Word, say about that purpose? Isaiah 43, 6 through 7 says this, "Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." Pastor Bethlehem Baptist Church and founder of DesiringGod.org, John Piper, sums up this purpose. God created the world to display His glory so that His people might know Him, love Him, and show Him. Now, wouldn't it be great if there was something we could do together, maybe even on our own, that would help us carry out this purpose? That would help us know Him, love Him, and show Him? And wouldn't it be great if it was as simple as breathing? 6 months ago, I watched as my wife, Emily, gave birth to our daughter. Inside of all the chaos of nurses, doctors, the realization of how life is going to be different being a dad, making sure Emily was okay, I noticed something. This person that had been slowly forming inside of Emily decided in those first couple seconds to breathe. After 9 months of growing in amniotic fluid, she decided to use her lungs. She cried. But there was a particular order to this. She couldn't cry at first. Her lungs were completely empty. She first had to breathe in to inhale. She had to fill her lungs with precious oxygen. If you were to hold your breath for any extended amount of time, you would notice your body responding. As response gradually grows, starting in your chest and spreads like fire to the rest of your body. Every single cell in your body is screaming, it's searching for what it needs. Oxygen. All throughout Scripture, we see God's people crying out, searching for God, waiting on the Lord. Funny thing about worship, God doesn't need it. He doesn't cease to exist if we don't glorify or recognize Him, but we do. We need something to realign our focus. That something can easily be ourselves, our wants, our desires, worship of really ourselves. The time we spend worrying about these things is the time that we've been given. That capital, those resources, attribute perceived wealth in something. This attribution, in a word, is worship. We can't breathe if we don't inhale, and we can't worship without a revelation. We need something to respond to. Thankfully, we have the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, personal revelation. Fortunately, we have plenty to respond to. June 8th and 9th, together we will breathe. We will look at what God has revealed to us about who He is and what He's done. We will inhale, and then with those things filling our lungs, we will respond. We will thank Him and spend our time aligning our focus on Him and exhale. We need to breathe, and for the well-being of your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, for the sake of every cell in your body, we need to worship. June 8th and 9th, we don't want you to miss a single thing that can help us know Him, love Him, and show Him. So we're going to pull back the curtain. We're going to show you everything, show you why, every song, every moment, every scripture, how they build on each other, the relationship between revelation and response, everything, to give you every piece of the puzzle to help you engage and connect with Jesus. So here it is, the worship weekend. We'll start in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. This is a portion of what's called the kenosis hymn. Now, kenosis is the act of emptying oneself as Jesus did. It gave the early church something to aim for in becoming wholehearted followers of Jesus. It's vital that this scripture is first. It puts Jesus in His proper place, paints Him as the focal point for the weekend. Therefore, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. As a call to worship, we'll sing Doxology, a song penned in 1709 by Anglican Bishop Thomas Kinn. In this early church hymn, we get to sing about the Trinity and the width, height, and depth of God's action in our world. John 1, 14 through 17, we see the marvelous presentation of Jesus, full of grace and truth. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Then we get to sing about how Jesus brought that grace and truth through the cross. And behold the Lamb. It says, the Father's heart displayed for us, the story of redemption written on His hands. To end this section of our service, we will start to turn our singing toward Him collectively. With all that He's done and all that He's doing, we yield to You and to Your careful hand. New wine. This song is about the dirty work of formation inside of us, written out of Matthew. It's a chorus for us to ask God to make us new vessels and bring new wine out of us. Now let's pause. Let's look at this whole section. We've read from Philippians, putting Jesus at the highest place of honor, sing about the Trinity, Jesus' nature as confident and humble lion and the lamb, sing of His sovereignty over us, what He has accomplished through the cross. These are all things God has revealed to us. This is our time to fill our lungs with precious oxygen, to look at what He's revealed to us, to look at revelation. Now it's time for us to exhale, to respond to this revelation. God's goodness toward us shown in these revelations should prompt us to reply, to react, to answer with thankfulness, to change the way we see ourselves even, much like Isaiah saw himself in chapter 6 of Isaiah. Seeing a holy and righteous God and seeing our fallen dirtiness in light of complete holiness. In this way, worship actually starts to help form our view of sin. God created us to know Him and be with Him, but our sin separates us from Him. Graciously, God sent His Son to pay for this sin, past, present, and future, basically resetting this dirty imbalance and making a way for us to rejoin our Creator. This act makes us who we are as Christians and deserves the utmost recognition. This is why we should always return to Jesus and His gospel as the focus of our worship. It's why we respond. So how do we start? A song of confession. Now, in our postmodern culture, this is something we hardly ever do. The early church did this all the time, and in some cases, every time they came together. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions, when I just sang another song. come with my agenda, forgot that you're enough. I open up my heart to you. Nothing else. And then we won't pause. We won't stop everything. We won't even stop playing when we take part in giving our offering, as this too is an act of worship. Ephesians 2, 4 through 7. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace that you've been saved. How great the chasm that lay between us. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Living Hope. Follow You Anywhere is a song that sets us on a mission. It gives us a way to show Him. Wherever You lead me, whatever it costs me, all I want is You. Not only is God a refuge in time of trouble, but there's nothing to worry about, nothing to fear, because He's trustworthy. This song allows us to respond with a resounding yes to God's leading us into wholeheartedness. So in this rhythm of worship, we can see God takes the initiative, that all our response, even our salvation, was made possible by grace. It was God's reaching down to us by way of Jesus that gave us a way to the Father. God's revelation to us came first. In the same sense, this weekend, this specific weekend, June 8th and 9th, we will worship through revelation and response. We hope this video has given you more to respond to, and we'll see you then.